Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research with an opinion, with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. First of all,
about
are you
what?
I'm sorry, I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered
okay.
to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. All right, would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish.
Thank you. All right, and you did mention that you are registered to vote in Fresno County. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote, chances 50-50.
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50. Or you don't think you will vote for those offices?
I will vote for those offices.
Will that be probably vote or almost certain to vote?
Almost certain.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1951.
1951, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of a Hispanic or Latino descent?
Are we what?
Are you or anyone in your household of a Hispanic or Latino descent?
I have no idea.
Is anyone
I
in your
idea.
House? I'm sorry. Is anyone? Are you or anyone in your household? Is household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Oh no, they're not Hispanic or Latino. No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black?
By legal definition, I'm a minority. I'm a white male.
Thank you. And I'm sorry about this question. This is just part of the survey. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off of the wrong track?
As far as gender concerned?
Generally speaking.
I think they've gotten way off track.
All right, so they're in the wrong track?
Yeah, or right, the wrong direction.
Okay, thank
wrong
you.
Direction.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote in Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, public safety and crime, parental rights in education, water policy, inflation and cost of living, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, or jobs and wages?
All of the above are a big concern to me.
Okay, I understand that. Which one of this would you put as the first one, as the most important in deciding
infrastructure.
Your... Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just say so. How do you feel about Gavin Newsom?
He's an idiot communist. That's what I think about at Gavin Newsom.
Okay, but in that case, how would you rate it? As very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about...
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. How about Steve Brando?
I've heard his name. I have no idea who he is or what he is.
Okay, that's okay. Alrighty, what about Donald Trump?
Our next president. Again.
Okay. All right. In that case, you would say he is, your opinion is very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you.
Very favorable.
I appreciate it. What about Joe Biden?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. And what about Paul Dictos?
Who?
Paul Dictos?
Who's he?
You have never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Okay, that's okay. We can move on. What about Gary Bradfeld?
I've heard his name. I don't know anything about him.
Okay, that's okay. I can move on. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bardos, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, and Gary Bradfeld, businessman and city council member. For whom would you vote? Dion Bardos.
I've never heard of any of them.
Okay, we can move on. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean for? Dion Bardos, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brado, Paul Dictos, Gary Bradfeld. Businessman calls for member.
I don't know. I've never heard of them, so I don't know what they stand for, so I wouldn't know what I should vote.
Okay. That's okay. We can move on to the next question. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
He's okay.
In that case, would you say just fair, good?
Let's say good.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as council supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair? Okay, thank you. We're almost done here. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So what I'm going to do right now is read some statements about possible candidates, and based on that statement, you will let me know if that statement will make you much more likely to vote for someone like that candidate, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. First statement I got is a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
I would be likely not to vote for them.
Much less likely or somewhat
less
likely? Okay. What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
I'd be more likely to vote for them.
Much more likely?
Yeah, more likely.
Thank
I'm a veteran.
Oh, okay. Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
More likely.
Much more likely, okay. What about a candidate who will hold the line on the local taxes and fees?
More likely.
a candidate who is 80 years old?
I've met 80-year-olds who were idiots, and I've met 80-year-olds who were very spry and intelligent.
Okay. But in that, okay, in that case, your options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Well, it depends on how you define pornographic. The textbooks that they're teaching children out of are pornographic in detail and in picture. So how do you classify that?
This is very general. It's not going into a specific. So based.
Okay, I would vote for someone who wanted to take pornography out of the library.
All right, so that would be much more likely to vote for this type
more
of candidate.
Likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Probably not. Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less.
I appreciate it. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor.
Hey, look, you're on Bluetooth. I just arrived at my destination. I'm not letting you go, okay? Thank you.